I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, last week's peace summit remains fragile. Hamas continues to defy Trump. And latest poll shows Netanyahu and Likud party soaring in approval. In further details about the peace summit last week in Egypt, Israel's first priority is that Hamas be disarmed and for the surrounding nations. There is an emerging framework for the creation of a viable Palestinian state. Also, there are bittersweet reports following the hostage release by Hamas. With more, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
In further follow-up, last week, the main signatories of a document at the so-called 2025 Peace Summit in Egypt were the United States, Egypt, and Turkey and the Gulf nation of Qatar. The international summit was called in order to set in motion the next steps for the reconstruction of Gaza following the declaration of an end to the war and a further integration of Israel into the region of the Middle East. The two main combatants, Israel and Hamas, were not present at the conference, but Israel's interests are closely represented by the United States, and the interests of Hamas are represented by Turkey and Qatar. The peace agreement is known in diplomatic terms as being what is called constructive ambiguity, meaning that the various sides can read into it what they want, but the chief concern for Israel is that the agreement stipulates that Hamas will be disarmed, and for the Palestinians and the surrounding Muslim nations, the agreement offers a framework for the ultimate de facto creation of a Palestinian state. In follow-up to the hostage release by Hamas last week, the country of Israel saw amazing stories of a captive husband being reunited with his wife, of twins being reunited as twins in safety, and of a captive father being released to see the child fathered by him prior to captivity, but now seen by him for the first time only upon his release. Among the bodies released by Hamas, forensic analysis in Israel determined, for example, that one Israeli man was captured alive but died from neglect of treating his wounds, and another Israeli man had signs of being murdered while in captivity. Such has been the joy tempered by bitterness in Israel. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, all living hostages are slowly getting their lives back after 2 years of captivity, but Hamas is now stalling the handover of the rest of the hostage remains. This plus the executions conducted in Gaza have prompted warnings from President Trump that Israel will resume the fighting if Hamas fails to uphold the ceasefire deal. With more, here is CBN's Chris Mitchell.
Today, the Knesset lowered its flags to half-mast to mark 2 years on the Hebrew calendar since the Hamas attacks on October 7th. Hamas released two more bodies to Israel on Wednesday, but 19 bodies are yet to be returned in accordance with the ceasefire. Hamas says it needs more time and special equipment to find the remaining bodies in the rubble of Gaza. In a post on X, U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee said, "As grateful as I am for the 20 living hostages set free by President Trump's deal, I will not forget that Hamas still holds the remains of several hostages they murdered, including Americans Itai Chen and Omer Nutra. Pray that they also come home now." President Trump said the horrific conditions in which the hostages were held makes their bodies difficult to find. Israeli charged that the delay is a breach of the ceasefire. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz says he told the Israel Defense Forces to prepare a comprehensive plan to defeat Hamas if necessary. The terror group has reestablished its rule in the streets through intimidation and public executions. The head of CENTCOM called on Hamas to suspend violence and shooting at innocent civilians in Gaza. In a statement, he added, "This is an historic opportunity for peace. Hamas should seize it by fully standing down, strictly adhering to President Trump's 20-point peace plan and disarming without delay. President Trump told CNN in a phone interview, Israel will return to those streets as soon as I say the word. Meanwhile, the families of the released hostages continue to celebrate their joy at being reunited with their loved ones. Father of released hostage Eitan Moore encouraged Prime Minister Netanyahu to finish the war.
To achieve this goal, a price must be exacted from Hamas until they surrender and return the hostages. Once all the hostages return to us quickly, Hamas must be destroyed, and the enemy should be encouraged to leave the Gaza Strip, gradually returning the Gaza Strip to the people of Israel.
Some of the hostages are showing signs of returning to normal life. Eviatar David played his guitar in a duet. And Bar Kuperstein, in a post on X, gave thanks to the Creator for saving his life.
In a post on Truth Social, President Trump warned Hamas, if Hamas continues to kill people in Gaza, which was not the deal, we will have no choice but to go in and kill them. When asked later if his post meant that U.S. troops would go into Gaza, Trump responded,
it's not going to be us. We won't have to. There are people very close, very nearby that will go in. They'll do the trick very easily, but under our auspices.
His comments come as Hamas refuses to lay down its weapons and after a widely seen video of the terror group publicly executing Gazans. There are reports that it's fighting other clans in Gaza in a power struggle. Israel accuses Hamas of breaking the Trump-mediated agreement by not returning all the deceased hostages yet. Only 9 have been returned so far, with 19 more still held in Gaza. Israel is allowing the flow of aid into Gaza despite not receiving all the hostages back yet. The IDF received 2 bodies early Thursday, the last female hostage Inbar Hayman and Bedouin IDF Master Sergeant Mohammed Al-Atresh. Meanwhile, the Israeli army continues to strike potential threats. In Lebanon, the IDF is striking what it called Hezbollah terrorist infrastructure, which the group is using to rebuild. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun called for direct negotiations with Israel and reportedly published on his homepage a speech by a member of parliament saying, "The time has come to end the conflict with Israel and move towards stability and prosperity." In Yemen, Houthi rebels said their chief of staff, a major general, died of wounds sustained in an Israeli airstrike, most likely in August. Back in Israel, 2 of the hostages released earlier this week are home from the hospital. Captivity survivors Eitan Horn and Nimrod Cohen received huge heroes' welcomes as they returned to their hometowns of Kfar Saba and Rehovot. Julie Stahl, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Finally, if the elections were held in Israel today, Netanyahu's current coalition would win 2 more seats than in the last election, raising to 66 seats with a comfortable majority in the 120-seat Knesset. Following the return of all living hostages and several hostage bodies since last weekend, the latest opinion polls in Israel show Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Likud party soaring to heights not seen for a long time. According to the latest survey, Netanyahu's personal approval ratings jumped to their highest point since the elections in November 2022. Asked about personal suitability as Prime Minister, 58% of Israelis said they favoured Netanyahu. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett garnered 22%, while opposition leader Yair Lapid received 4%, and only 1% favoured the blue and white party head, Benny Gantz. Please pray for the remains of all the hostages to be found and released, and for Hamas to either uphold the ceasefire or suffer the consequences. Lastly, please continue to pray for protection over Israel at this time. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.